4 HCAT mobile.
Can 4 MUF mobile.
And Jody.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. I hope all's well with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also, and yes, all things are well. Just leaving the house.
I gotta stop, put some gas in the buggy, and show me there about 9:40.
Yeah, about the same time when I get there.
Maybe a few minutes, because I gotta stop and get some gas too in the buggy. That way, I know we're not gonna be in trouble out there. Way.
That. Guess I'll just meet you there and, we can leave mine and ride together, or either way.
Fine, we can do that.
Have a good New Year.
We had a real good one. Nice and, I say, quiet. Wasn't too bad. You know, a few gunshots, some booms and bangs. But otherwise, that was about it for us. And yourself?
To the pastor's house, and most of the church was there, so... Some of them stayed till midnight. Some of them didn't make it. And all the kids running around playing with the little plastic pellet guns, shooting each other. And, you know, it was a good time. Had a good time last night.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, man. That's good to hear that. You know, we made it till midnight. I looked like a chicken pecking corn, but we made it.
I'm surprised my wife didn't want to go home earlier. She's not one to stay up late.
Mine's good with staying up late. I'm the one that don't like to stay up late. At about 12:30, and of course, 4 o'clock this morning, I'm sitting there looking at the roof.
We got to bed about 2 o'clock, and I was up 7:30, something like that. I didn't look.
Perfect statement. He said, the later I go to bed, the less sleep I get. Because it don't matter. We still get up about the same time.
Well, but after this, a little over a week off, gotten kind of lazy. Gotten out of my routine.
I can believe that. Yes, sir. I agree.
Didn't have a lot planned this year other than the inventory and the little get-together. So it's just been a lazy week, which is very, very unusual for me.
Sometimes we need that, Patrick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready to go back to work. I'm about stir crazy.
For tomorrow? Now we still got an 8-hour week because today's a holiday.
I schedule 8 hours, 10 hours, flipping back and forth. How do y'all work that?
When we have a holiday like today, it's a, you know, because we can't put in any overtime, so it's an 8-hour week because of the holiday. Otherwise, on a normal week, we put in 10 hours a day, whether it's Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday. And it depends on where it falls is on which long weekend we get.
Well, it's good that they work with you on it instead of trying to be rigid about what you got to do. Most places in government, they're pretty rigid about things like that.
It's actually kind of nice, you know, because, like, I think this was supposed to be my long weekend, but with New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, it's going to turn into an 8-hour week, and then we'll be off Saturday, Sunday. And then we'll work Monday through Thursday, and then we'll have our long weekend again.
Like I said, that's really good that they work with you on that and let y'all figure it out.
Yeah, but Martin Luther King weekend falls on that day, so I'll have to have another 8-hour week. I'll be right back. I got to get some fuel in the buggy. KM4MUF.
I'll meet you there because I'll lose the repeater here shortly. For a little bit. So, y'all be safe and I'll meet you there. KO4HGX. I'll be clear.
Roger that, 73.